Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week, I'm inside a wine house, the Black Mountain Wine House in the Central West End neighborhood with Joseph Baker, the owner. Joseph, thanks for inviting me in.
Thanks for being here.
This is a really cool place. I did not expect the decor. I would call it rustic. Is that a right word?
Yeah, rustic. The whole idea of Black Mountain is an unpretentious wine bar. So part of how we do that is to disarm people by having a rustic, comfortable atmosphere. So it starts there. I would claim all of this to myself, but really my business partner and the owner-operator of Black Mountain Brooklyn sort of established the brand and established that. In New York, it's a similar thing. The idea for this Brooklyn spot was to bring people out of the city in the city. And we just sort of carried that over to this location here.
So by rustic, I mean it has a farmhouse sort of feel with stable doors and things like that and shelves and items on the shelves that would remind you of being in a farmhouse.
Yeah, farmhouse, cottage, really outside, just outside the city. So you're instantly feeling like, wow. And also that maybe we've been here for much longer than we have.
Well, how long have you been here?
This is our 15th month. And almost 2 years since I signed. We signed the lease in September 2022, and we opened March of 23.
When did the Brooklyn location open?
Late 2006, and I was there early 2007 through 2011.
So that's quite a bit of time ago, and it's still there and doing well.
You know, part of the reason, so for about 10 years, my now business partner and good friend and I have been looking. I knew that concept could be plugged in many cities, and I've been pestering him for years, like, let's do another one. And we looked all over. It was from Nashville to Chattanooga to Indianapolis. I moved here from LA with my wife. We looked in LA, which was probably never going to work for many reasons.
I used to live in LA.
So yeah. I can just go into the story of how it happened. My wife's grandmother died shortly before the pandemic, and her grandmother had a house in University City for 45 or 50 years. And nobody else in the family was stepping up, and the two of us thought, well, let's keep it in the family. And so we made a move to buy it, thinking we would rent it out and stay in LA and then eventually come out here. Pandemic hit right after that, and at the time, the two of us could work remotely in LA from here, so we just decided to move the family. My wife's an actress, and she was in a show or auditioning for a show in The Gaslight, which we share double doors with. Gaslight Theater, and she saw a for lease sign, and she said, hey, You should check that place out. And at the time, I was like, I'm done with restaurants. Forget it. It's over. And then I had a really bad day at the job I was at. And I said, wait, where is that place again? And so I got over here and I sat on the corner where we have our little sandwich board now. And I didn't even look inside. I just sat there for, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half. And got a feel for the neighborhood and was kind of looking for what kind of people were walking up down the street. And I called my partner again without even looking inside yet, and I said, I think we might have found Black Mountain St. Louis, and we signed the lease 2 weeks later.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah.
The thread that runs through this segment, Roaming St. Louis, by the way, Gaslight Theater was one of my previous stops. But one of the threads that runs through it is a lot of the people that own the small businesses here, they've been somewhere else, maybe, and they come back to their roots in St. Louis, or they come back to their roots in St. Louis through a spouse or a partner or whatever. And it's just amazing how consistent that is, and it really helps grow St. Louis. And this particular spot, I learned when I was at the Gaslight Theater, I learned about the Gaslight District from decades ago, which had a lot of ties to Hollywood and Broadway. So
yeah,
it's just kind of funny.
And completely unintentional from that standpoint. Like, right. I'm not a St. Louisan. St. Louisan. My wife is. You know, if you'd asked me 10 years ago if I would find myself owning a bar in St. Louis, I'd probably tell you that you were crazy. What I have found about this neighborhood in particular is that it's really neighborhood. I mean, there's a lot of St. Louis, my humble experience of it, you know, pockets of neighborhood, just like any other city. But what I think is special about this part of the east side of the Central West End is that it is extremely neighborhoody, which if anyone out there ever visits the place in Brooklyn, it's the same idea. It's kind of hidden away in a neighborhood. You've got to know that it's there, and it's 90% supported by people that are walking to the spot. He's grown a little bit now that he's in his 17th year there, or 16th, or whatever the math is. But this neighborhood has kept the doors open for me for 15 months. They're extremely supportive, and they really want to see this part of the neighborhood flourish. And so I feel pretty blessed to have found this particular spot with this particular group of neighbors.
When you got into this, did you know much about wine?
So I've been in the restaurant industry for 30 years, and more than half of that, maybe even three quarters, has been heavily involved in wine at some point. So I have a first level somm. I made wine for 4 years in Santa Barbara. I've run wine programs at several restaurants in Los Angeles, and I helped run the Black Mountain list for a while. I've been extremely interested in wine since the early 2000s, and mostly it's because of really cool mentors and restaurants that had a philosophy by which, regardless of where you worked in the restaurant, you tasted wine and tasted food every day. So my palate, I don't know what the word is, I just got blessed by tasting and tasting and tasting, and then getting really interested in the story of wine. That's what I tell my staff, as small as they are. A lot of people don't care about necessarily the grape and the region. They want to hear the story of the wine. So, and everybody tells a different story about every wine. So, and I've always been interested in that. You know, especially when I look at vintages. Like, if you can taste a wine from 1995, you get to time travel, which you can't do with a lot of cuisine. Is to go back in time and be like, oh my gosh, that's a wine from the year I graduated from high school, and every wine has a winemaker, and that winemaker has a story and why they've come to make the wine in the way that they made it. So it's a long way to answer your question, but I've been in wine for at least 20 years.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah, I got there, yes. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Santa Barbara. I love the Santa Barbara wine region. Los Olivos and Solvang and Santa Rosa, that whole area. just rich, especially with the Pinots. So yeah, I'm glad to have know that you have that experience too, and you're bringing that here. So what, you know, what are your specialties in wine? Like, what do you specialize in, if you do anything?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I, you know, my staff and I try to wrap our head around it because it's a question that comes up a lot. I would say that we're focused on single varietals, which means just one grape and a region. And the reason why we do that is because I can show, so for instance, I'm always going to have a Pinot Noir on the list, but often I won't have a Pinot Noir from a place like that someone might expect, you know, be it Willamette or Burgundy or California. It's like right now we're pouring a wine from Australia that is very, very Burgundian in style, and it's light, but what it does is take that single varietal and place it in a different region and allows a guest to go, oh, that's Pinot Noir, but it's from a place that I wouldn't expect it, or I maybe have never heard of it, and I'm able to sort of cross my mind about what I think about that particular grape or that particular style. We have a grape called Tannat, which is typically a blending grape in France, and it's the one that we've got is Uruguayan. And again, it allows somebody to go, wait, Uruguay wine, and also what is Tannat. So my list is all over the place with regards to region and world. There's not a rhyme or reason to it other than to say I'm trying to find interesting wine and also at an affordable price. So part of that unpretentious wine bar, and Brooklyn does this and has for 17 years, which is why I think it's a great concept, is that you won't find a wine here on our list that's more than $15. And I want to keep it that way. It's the same with the food. The food is priced between $10 and $15. We always have something on the special board, as I see you peeking over there, whether it be a food special, or I definitely have two or three wines, and sometimes we have a beer up there, and sometimes a special cheese. We do a meat and cheese board.
So what's the basic idea of your food menu?
So the food, again, with that rustic idea and unpretentious wine bar, is it's very simple comfort food. So we do a mac and cheese that's been on the menu in Brooklyn, same recipe for, again, 17 years. We do that. We do, there's a couple things we do here that they can't do because we have a full kitchen and they don't. They don't have a hood. So I'm from Canada. We have a poutine, which is fries, gravy, and cheese curd. The cheese curd is a local cheese. We do fresh pasta. That's something that Brooklyn doesn't do. We do fresh pasta every Tuesday. We do free wine tastings on Monday, and I mention that just because I bake sourdough bread every Sunday, which is available for sale on Mondays, but we also fold that into our specials. So right now we're doing a grilled cheese with the sourdough that I bake.
Well, your last name is Baker.
I know. Yeah.
I'm sure you haven't heard that one before.
I have, yeah. Yeah.
That's neat. Now, how about special events or events in general?
Yeah, so the space is kind of divided in two. So one side is the bar and restaurant. The other side we call the lounge and wine shop. So the wine shop, we have the space is two storefronts, and one storefront's got shelving, and I offer wine and local art for sale to go retail. One or a group can rent out either that space, or book, I should say, that space, or the whole half of the restaurant to have a private event. In terms of like public events, as I said, it's free wine tastings 5 to 7 every Monday, pasta Tuesdays. I do have pizzas coming. We'll do wood-fired pizzas. I'm not going to put a date on that yet, but it's coming, along with our back patio, which we just opened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's one of the recent developments, was the back patio.
Yeah.
So you have a front patio and a back patio.
Yeah, the front patio is street-facing, and it's got its own vibe, kind of, you know, I don't know, French bistro-esque, that you're out there with the traffic. But really what's been hitting the last couple weeks, and because the weather's been so nice, now that we're turning into hot, I don't know how many people are going to be outside, but it's, again, we carried that rustic feel out back, which I was able to sort of lean into. There's a brand new fence back there. We've got some trees, and it's still, I still got to do a little zhushing. There's going to be some saws and some rusted out wagon wheels, and we'll keep building out there. It's dimly lit at night, and it's just, I mean, we were out there on Monday for the wine tasting, and it was full of people, and I think it's going to be a hit. So yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, especially at night in the summer when it's a little bit less hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cool because, and this was sort of fortuitous, the way the fence faces, if you're sitting at the right table, you can see the basilica over the fence, or you see this house line, our neighbors, and it kind of feels like, again, you're not really in the city, you might be out of the city, and it's, other than I guess seeing the basilica's top out there in the distance.
So of the items that are on the shelves that make it feel like a farmhouse or a cottage, where did you get all these things?
A lot of hunting. I mean, a lot of the wood actually is from a barn that was brought down about 100 miles from here. And then the trinkets were my partner and I doing local thrifting, but he also, on his last trip out here to help me put the finishing touches, he drove from New York and stopped in Pennsylvania at an Amish auction, and we got a bunch of stuff from that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
a barn 100 miles from here that was brought down, how did you know that was going to happen?
I knew this was the central, or this is the West End Grill and Pub, and we from the moment I took the space, I know I needed to transform it somehow. So Brooklyn doesn't have this rustic wood thing. The color treatments are the same and the feel is the same, but we really kind of racked our brain. How are we going to do that? And I started researching wood. And I found on Facebook Marketplace this guy who brings down barns. And I knew I wanted to put sliding barn doors between the two sides of the space. And he had all of that, and then he had a bunch of other stuff, and I just basically bought all of it. We opened the wall, we opened to expose this brick behind you. He had that wood. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah. No, that's neat to know the story behind that stuff. So, what are your future plans?
Keep breathing. No, future plans, I'm hopeful that that we'll see an iteration out back that we hadn't seen in the last year, back patio, that is. The pizzas will be the next big thing that happens. And then hopefully a year of just where we are and growing, having people like yourself come out and talk to us and see the space. Really, as I said, the neighborhood is extremely supportive. I would love for people outside the neighborhood to know about us. We still get people in all the time, like, I didn't even know you were here. And we've been here almost a year and a half. So I guess that's the future plan, is just to try to get more people to know we're here. There have been whispers of another location, but I'm hopeful to just breathe through 2024 and get into 2025. So yeah.
Joseph Baker, the owner of Black Mountain Wine House, in the Central West End neighborhood on Boyle, right next to the Gaslight Theater. Come visit. It is a really cool spot. Lots of interesting wines, food menu, patio. Thanks, Joseph.
Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.